Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Sean Worthington's here. Cloudcoin.global, cloudcoin.global is his website. The book is called Beyond Bitcoin, the Future of Digital Currency. Sean, we've been talking about kind of the business model of Bitcoin and the fact that because it has a business model of its own, it's become kind of an asset class and not as handy, too expensive for anything very retail in terms of the transaction. And we've talked about the fact that there are these other cryptocurrencies, including your Cloudcoin, the one you created. And if cryptocurrency is going to catch on, it's got to become ubiquitous. And the only way for it to become ubiquitous is for there to be an interface, that handy interface like HTML that makes it where we can use it to create a smart contract without being cryptocurrency experts. And the only way to do that is if it's allowed to proliferate in a way that doesn't cost a lot of money, that the business model makes sense. How do we do that? How do you do that as a founder of a cryptocurrency? How are you going to allow your cryptocurrency to proliferate and be successful?
Well, I think that we have to start with a model of what is the optimum or perfect currency. And we've created something called a theory of perfect money. And basically, our theory is that money is data, monetary systems, our information systems. And so we can just take all of the tools or all the rules that we have with information systems and apply them to monetary systems. So we just need a currency that has confidentiality, that has availability, and that is has integrity. And we also need to do it in a way that is affordable. And so we've been looking at the DNS system, which is something that billions of us use every day.
Right.
And it's very inexpensive, very fast. And so we built, instead of using cryptography, and this is kind of the bummer about, this is the thing I really don't like, is that we used to talk about digital currency, and then Bitcoin came along, and we started talking about cryptocurrency. But there still is other digital currencies, and
When you say DNS, you're talking about like an IP address?
That's right. In fact, cloud coins, they have an IP address. They're all based on.
So, folks, you have all kinds of DNS indicators, DNS numbers, and IP addresses in your world more than you know. Even if you know you have them, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah. So. Usually, when you want to go use a browser, you're going to type in www.jimblasinger.com, for example, and that's going to translate to an IP address that your computer can actually use to connect.
Yep.
And that happens thousands of times for you every day and billions, if not trillions of times, all around the world. And so with Cloudcoin, we've taken that. The DNS has these 13 root servers that since 1985 have never gone down. We have 25 root servers, and they do just pass or fail. You just say.
And so every cloud coin would have its own IP address, some combination, some infinitely possible combination, a number?
Yeah, it's got something called a network number and then a serial number. And the serial numbers, and you put them together and you get an IP address.
And how do you secure it? How do you secure that? Because we know that IP addresses can be breached, right?
Well, if you can take over a DNS server, then you can play with them. But the way that we avoid hacking, which is the same way that the root servers avoid hacking, is that we have redundancy and we stripe the data so that every single one of our servers has a different password. Mm-hmm. They all have the same username, but they have a different password. And so if you have a cloud coin that's got 25 different passwords, some of these clouds are in Taiwan, Australia, mm-hmm. Russia, America, all over the world, so that in order for you to get your coin hacked, they would basically have to hack all 25
yeah.
computers.
And that's, folks, what he just said right there, that's the key. The network, the distributed network, whether it's miners or root servers, that's the key to the success of cryptocurrency. If you got nothing else out of this last segment, that's something to remember. Sean, thank you for continuing to educate us. We got a lot more to learn from you. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
Thank you for doing a good job today. Sean Worthington, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Clockcoin.global, by the way, is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.